Should I post to my Twitter account?
What would you say?
I don't know. Starting show, everyone brace for it. It's 53, right?
Yes.
All right, I guess we're starting.
What?
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I already hit record.
Oh, you're supposed to tell me.
Okay, so I'm backstage hiding, interviewing Bono from the band U2. Hurry up and sign that counterfeit merchandise, all right?
Hello, love.
Yeah, and just sign your name. If you dedicate it, it makes it a lot harder to resell it on eBay.
All righty then.
Okay, so tell me, Bono, did you get anything good for Father's Day?
Let's see. I got a bunch of shrimp on the barbies. That's what I got.
Okay. And so we've been hearing some pretty rotten reviews of that Spider-Man play that you and The Edge did the music for. How has this been affecting you?
It's been affecting me pretty hard, mate. Me and Bono and just devastated that we can't help our fans.
Hmm. Is it true that you originally wanted to call it Bono Turn Off The Edge?
Yes. But he's so full of himself, and I'm so full of myself. We kind of canceled each other out.
Okay. So U2 is frequently referred to as one of the best rock bands in the world, and you topped the grossest, biggest bands list last year. I can understand that can sort of get to a man's head, especially one who succeeded well beyond his limited talent. Is that why you're such an arrogant, egotistical, stuck-up, conceited, narcissistic, vain, smug, lordly, swollen-headed, self-loving, self-important, holier-than-thou, pushy, pretentious, pompous bastard?
No.
I've often heard of work for charity being described as pro bono. What do they mean by that?
What they really mean, mate, is, I don't know. I just show up and people throw money at me and... You know, we were doing a charity for these little fucking kids, and, you know, I thought it was a charity for something else, so I just punched these kids in the face, and that pussy, whoever the drummer is in the band, mm-hmm. who could be replaced by a fucking machine, that's right, I'm watching you. All right.
Have you ever thought of doing something good for music, you know, like retiring?
No, I can't.
Hey, sign that crap faster. I'm never untying you. So what are your plans for this next tour?
Well, one of the first things I'd like to do is we have this big stage set up, but what we're gonna do, the next tour is going to be eco-friendly, and we're going to use a biometric boiler, and we're just going to shove money into it and burn the money. Because we have so much of, you know, some fans got trampled at a concert. And I just said, cut them up and serve them to the roadies.
Hmm. So really, why is it that you kicked Watson, the Jeopardy machine, out of your touring band?
Because.
I heard it was because you were jealous that he sings better than you.
Hey, maybe. I'm just so laid back and mellow.
Thanks for the interview, Bono. And remember, my name is Matt Tiabby, and I work for Rolling Stone. So signing off for Rolling Stone, this is Dave Matt Tiabby for Rolling Stone.
Good evening, and welcome to Aggressive Couch 53, called, I don't know, Not Shaven and Barely Bathing. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And yes, we're live today, sort of.
Yeah, but we probably won't upload this till Monday, so.
Yeah. Semi-live. We're semi-live.
We're not doing it via Skype.
Yeah. So it won't be the same without the breaking up and the the weird delays and the...
The odd, strange noise. You're just going to hear the air conditioners running.
Yeah. Is that all you're hearing right now, the air conditioning?
No, but they're there.
Yeah. Hello, air conditioning. How are you?
I'm fine.
It doesn't say very much.
No.
Oh, I stopped at Rudder's today.
Yeah, I stopped at the pizza place.
Yeah. I ate a sub.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. The show's over.
I had enough salt to probably choke and kill three people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's proceed the whole thing at once.
Well, is my goal to eat my own weight in salt every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did pretty good. I had the bacon fries.
Yeah.
And then I ate about half a pizza to go with it.
Bacon fries?
Yes. I mean, it's this big tub of fries with cheese and ranch dressing.
Oh, so it's just their name for cheese fries.
Yeah. But, it's covered with bacon.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's, the worst thing you can eat.
Yeah. Well, it's not that many calories in bacon. It's just all the salt.
Yeah.
And all the calories come from fat. But, I mean, what did I have for breakfast? An apple. What did I have for lunch? An apple. I knew I was going to pig out, so.
Well, I like now how it's trying to make it help. They try to fool you to think it's a little healthier if you get sea salt on it.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make such a difference. It's all natural, yeah. Just like arsenic.
Here, put sea salt on it. It's healthier.
Yeah. I can taste the difference between sea salt and regular salt.
Well, you can taste the difference, but it's still salt.
I know. All of my sea salt and all of my regular salt ended up on my driveway last year. Yeah. The time I jackknifed my car sideways.
You just keep bags of iodized salt and sea salt around here.
No, I stopped cooking with it.
Yeah.
I stopped putting salt on food, which is easy when you just buy all microwave stuff.
It has all the salt in it already for you.
I sit there and go through and pick out the low salt stuff. Yeah. Divide the calories by 20.
Yeah.
That's the salt it should have. And you'll be glad to know that Doritos actually has less than the 20% salt.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. Unfortunately, the chips and dip, the dip's got a day and a half's worth of salt in one container.
No, that's probably per serving. See, that's where they get you. You got to look at the serving size.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Well, I don't really care about the serving size as much as I care about its calories, or salt per calorie is all I care about. And then I worry about the number of calories. When I'm calculating how much I'm going to eat that day, that's when I worry about the serving size.
So you're going to be dead in a month, is what you're
saying? Last time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was lower than it's ever been. It was 125 over 75.
Because you're only supposed to, I think daily amount's 2,400 milligrams.
Yeah.
That you should take in, I guess, salt. But then if you're eating a jar of Tostitos...
Yeah, and the chips themselves are actually pretty low in salt. It's the dip.
Yeah. But the dip's one of the best parts.
Yeah, I know.
I really like that. The Southwest Ranch dip. This is the food section on the couch.
Yeah.
I really like that Southwest dip.
I know, but I always end up going back to the medium, no matter what.
Yeah.
I've tried to get low salt, and you can get actual Spanish salsa in the Spanish aisle.
Yeah.
And they'll have some lower salt, but even that is still twice the amount of salt that it's supposed to have, as opposed to four times. I guess that's low sodium. Just low sodium hot dogs. it's only four times the suggested serving.
You know, if you're eating hot dogs to begin with, it's probably not a right
choice.
Yeah,
you're pretty much giving up.
I mean, low sodium hot dogs is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. And it really doesn't affect the taste that much.
Yeah.
Not if they use good quality meat.
That's if they are using meat.
Yeah.
The good quality shoes that they're using.
Shoes?
Well, yeah, because you never know what you're getting in a hot dog. It's just a collection of matter. Shoes, whatever else.
Yeah, toaster crumbs, fried salad. I did fry a salad once, for anyone who hasn't heard that story. It was wilting, and I had a deep fryer. Sorry.
But, you know, I haven't seen, like, low-sodium, like, brats, so they haven't sunk to that low.
Yeah. If they would actually make low-sodium,
yeah,
then I would probably start buying them. Well, of course, every once in a while, I'll still buy them.
Yeah.
But I try to limit myself.
Well, you're not supposed to eat the whole pack at once.
Yeah, and I bought a thing of brats once. They tasted like shit. I thought they were just supposed to be like ultra meaty hot dogs.
Yeah. No, they usually are.
They were sausage.
It's like, yeah, it's a form of sausage.
I mean, it tasted like breakfast sausage. I hate breakfast sausage.
And then you didn't get a good brat then.
Yeah. Well, I bought the stuff they advertised on TV.
Yeah. Especially the beer brats, they're really good.
Hmm.
Or if you just get, if you go to a butcher, if you want a real brat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sausage.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever replicate a hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping that it would just be like real meat hot dog with a little extra hot dog flavor.
If you want that, then you got to go to Scrapple.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, what's the difference? They put it in the stomach instead of in the intestine, or is that hog maw?
I think so. No, hog maw is, what is hog maw? I think that's like the soup.
Yeah, but they put it in a pig's stomach.
Yeah.
Instead of using that for a casing, instead of like, hot dogs are mostly like artificial.
No. I was thinking of haggis.
Yeah, haggis.
That's in a sheep's stomach.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good old sheep's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd ever want to see how hot dogs are made.
Oh, they had it on how it's made. I don't know, it's... The good quality hot dogs, it was just meat, and they just injected it. It was just like putting cream filling in donuts, you know? It was no big deal.
It's the process before you get to that, I think. Yeah. I don't want to see. And here you can see three workers. And then the end of the day, here you can see the two workers working with the other one. Yes. So I'm on vacation this week.
Yeah. I'm on vacation the week after. Well, I have Monday off.
Yeah.
I don't know, some obscure, like, Mexican holiday or something.
Yeah. The 4th of July.
Yeah.
Did you see the excerpt that I put up for the 4th of July?
No. When did you put it up? What, today?
Yeah.
I put it up today. I don't visit my own site since I'm the only one who ever updates it.
Hey, I put stuff on there occasionally.
Yeah, thank you. Usually better than what I write.
It's interesting. It's from George Washington.
Well, I'm assuming everyone else has already read it by now, so.
Yeah. I know, with all this, our site's pulling so much traffic, it's going to take the internet down.
Well, we have two subscribers. There's my friend, and then there's this guy like in Germany. I keep deleting his account. Because it's an account used heavily for spam.
Yeah.
And he keeps always signing back up with the same address. And I was like, well, what the hell? I give up. Stop deleting it.
Is he sending you spam?
No.
Huh.
Maybe they're actually listening. I kind of doubt it.
They could be.
Yeah. Bonjour, Germany.
Yeah. So you see it. Schnei. But anyway, since I've been on vacation this week, I've been playing a lot of Tetris.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't have did it because it was like a $5 download.
Yeah.
And now I can't stop playing it. And I was playing it even before I came here.
Yeah.
We were out this morning. And I think we got home like 12:31.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing when we got home. Then Laura took the kids and stuff, and she went to the pool.
Yeah.
And so I played for like a good 3-4 hours. I can't help it. I just start playing it. It's just fun.
I don't know. I can lose myself in games like that, but usually I get bored.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like I have a headache when I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't actually have a headache, but it's that same just feeling of malaise.
Yeah.
Which is... a form of mayo.
Yeah. Well, it's just become I have to beat my high score again.
Yeah.
And plus, I had to get the high score high enough that Laura can never reach it.
I don't know. I have that Jewel thing on my phone, and I would play that and play it and play it.
Yeah.
But I reboot the phone every couple days because otherwise the Android just sucks down the battery.
Yeah.
Even clearing the memory just isn't good enough. You got to reboot it every now and then.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing with my vacation. That and besides nothing, really.
Yeah.
It just feels good to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing. And actually, it just feels good not to travel.
I know. You travel so much that staying home is like a vacation.
Yeah. Actually, I don't mind the traveling so much. It's just the people that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I come home and dealing and the people on the bus. Now, the last couple of weeks haven't been bad. But there for a while, just no one could understand that if the bus doesn't move, no one gets to their car.
Yeah.
But it's still funny to see everyone just hurtled towards the bus when it's yours. I'm like,
is it wrong to try to push people underneath to use as wheel chocks?
Yeah. All right. The show's over. We're done. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have topics.
Okay.
Okay. Passwords. Where I work, we're forced to come up with our own passwords.
Do they change it every 3 months?
Yeah. I think it's more like 30 days or maybe 60 days.
Are you not allowed to have the same password either? Within what is it, like 5, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, with us, it's 3, but still. Yeah. And you can't use part of your username, and certain ones like password are just not allowed. It has to have like so many numbers and so many letters and so many cap. It's like one number and one capital letter.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's ridiculous. And the more difficult they make it, the more people cheat.
Yeah.
And we even share techniques for how to cheat. Yeah. Like, if you just manually change your password 4 times in a row, you can use the same one over and over. About half of us are doing that. And then the rest of us, I've actually tried coming up with the passwords.
Yeah.
The new passphrases.
Yeah.
Instead of passwords. But it's not really going any better. I need something short that's easy to remember.
Yeah. There's so many things now that everything has a password, and it's...
Yeah, the things that are supposed to make us more secure are actually making us less secure, because now you end up... You can't remember 100 passwords.
No.
So you just use, like, maybe 3 usernames and 3 passwords.
Or you just use the same password over and over again, which I guarantee most people do.
Yeah. The only... Except for my bank, I generally only have, like, 2 passwords.
Yeah.
My bank has a unique user ID and a unique password.
Yeah.
But everything else, screw it.
And usually when I do the security questions...
Yeah.
I never do anything that makes sense. So I'll
That's probably better.
Yeah. Well, I choose a question, then I come up with some random answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so my theory is that I do that so that it doesn't actually tell you what the real password is.
Yeah.
You'd have to know something to, you know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But if I ever lose my memory, I'm screwed. And sometimes I'll let the browser remember my passwords.
I always do.
And sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, sometimes I play little games with myself. And sometimes it's just stupid logic, too. Like, I'll be doing something like, well, what happens if, like, a cyborg comes to take my place?
Yeah.
So I have to do something to warn everybody that this has happened. So if I do this, then that cyborg can't get it right because it doesn't know.
Yeah.
And that's the moment where everyone goes, ha-ha, imposter.
Yeah.
It's very stupid logic, but it works.
Yeah. Ron never drinks coffee at home. Ron never gets his housework finished. Ron never pays bills on time. It must be a cyborg. All right, Laura, I suggest you just brain him a few times. That'll answer your question.
So that's my gift for everybody. That's the way you do passwords. Live in fear that a cyborg is going to come take over.
Yeah. But I was just thinking about, how about the paradox of it all? About, you know, the more secure they try to make it, it actually ends up being less secure.
Yeah.
And aren't the security experts aware of that? I mean, that's not their job.
Well, the whole system's flawed because it's, once again, it comes back to people.
Yeah. If the system has to be complex enough that it's hard to guess.
Yeah.
But it has to be easy enough to follow that people will actually obey it.
Yeah.
And we're not soldiers. In the military, they can have really rigorous standards.
Yeah.
But typically, I remember reading in one article that I forgot to link to that usually what happens is everybody will obey the rule until the first time somebody needs to get shit done.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody needs to get something done, all the protocol goes out the window.
Yeah.
Because it's just getting in the way.
Well, I guarantee most people still leave their password, like, right on their computer.
Yeah.
And, like, with Laura's mom, like, I set up her passwords, but I had to make it, like, so simple for her.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I'll never remember anything like that. And she has it written down right next to the computer anyway.
Yeah. The password is Wally.
Yeah. The combination is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I used to do that all the time at work, is just to come up with the stupidest passwords and tape it right to my monitor. Just as a way of telling IS to fuck themselves. I stopped doing it, though.
Yeah. But I guarantee that most people do that, or
yeah,
they all use the same password.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people use those programs where you can have one password, then you go
yeah
in there and look up everything.
But if you do that, as soon as someone gets onto your computer, you might, if they guess that one password, they've got everything.
Yeah.
So it's basically like you're just using one password.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well just tell it to store all your passwords. You're not really any more secure.
Yeah. You just got to hope for the best anyway.
Yeah.
But even that logic goes out the window, because you still get people that they get viruses in their computers because they're still opening email like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why I got a virus from this email. It says, enlarge your penis or collect $500 by going to this link.
Yeah.
But people still fall for it.
Yeah, I know.
You would think by now, but
I mean, that is one thing about using these, you know, like Gmail and Yahoo Mail is, first of all, they're pretty good about filtering out the crap.
Yeah.
A lot better than just a regular home program. And secondly, if I click on something, a lot of times, it's if it's suspicious, it neutralizes it.
Yeah.
And just lets me read the text and decide if I actually want to run the stuff or not.
Yeah.
Plus, I run NoScript and FlashBlock and about a dozen other things. Of course, I do that mainly to preserve my bandwidth.
Yeah.
Go to a website and it only doesn't run the ad scripts.
Yeah.
So I don't have to sit there and while it downloads a 5 meg ad for, you know, Viagra or something.
Yeah. You just get black and white pictures instead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the whole password thing too. We got to change it every 3 months and they can't.
Yeah.
It can't be it's got to change 5 different times or whatever.
Yeah.
Then when I got to change it again, I write it down someplace because I'm like, well, I don't remember.
Yeah, usually at least I'm good enough to write a hint.
Yeah.
Or I'll write the password, but it's different. It's off by one letter.
Yeah.
That way, even if I totally forget and write it in exactly as it is, I get a second chance. It's like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right. That didn't work because I used a 3 instead of an E.
Yeah. But there's passwords for everything. I mean, everybody wants to create an account now.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It's just like, you know, it used to be really secure to ask for like a CVV number for your credit card. But now that everybody asks for it, there are no higher, you know.
Yeah.
It's just as easy to get that as it is to get your credit card number.
Yeah.
And it's like using your social security number everywhere.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where it's so easy to get somebody's social security number.
That's why I keep mine right on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, even that, when what was that, LifeLock thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, you know, he was posting his social security number, and then he had his identity stolen.
At least twice.
Yeah.
That was the last time I read about it. That service really didn't do a whole lot.
No. Are they still in business?
I have no idea. They don't do the ads anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't see it last time I watched TV when I was at my dad's house.
I'm sure they still are in business because there's enough paranoid people out there.
Yeah. Just look at gun sales.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't have to talk about passwords anymore, do we?
No.
Let's move on. Yes?
What? Don't you have something to talk about?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, no, I do, actually. I guess last week sometime, Laurie was telling me about... Now, do you know that show, that Man versus Food?
I've never watched it.
Well, basically, all it is this guy, he goes around and he goes to these food challenges.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll do, like, the food challenge. Like that one place outside Pittsburgh, it's like a, I don't know, like a 6-pound burger or something.
Yeah.
Or 4-pound burger. And, I don't know, he ate that. But anyway, he does that. But now there's another show. It's called Man versus Food. Like, that's called Food Nation or something.
Yeah.
And so what it is, it's him. It's the same show, except now he has... someone else come in and do it too.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because his doctor recommended it. So they'll still go to these food challenges, except now he'll have, I'm not sure if he does it too, or he just has like someone steps in for him.
Yeah.
Because now when you see the guy, he looks like he's in pretty rough shape. And the episode that I see, he almost looked like he was wearing that suit from the Talking Heads days when they were doing Stop Making Sense. And they had
oh, big, yeah.
Like, he looked really big. One of them, like, I don't know, they're trying to cover him up.
Yeah.
But the guy looks, at least in that episode, he looked kind of rough.
Yeah.
But my idea was they should pitch a show called Man vs. Food, The Aftermath.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, the food stuff's kind of interesting, but wouldn't you like to see what happens, like, the 24 hours after that? I mean, it wouldn't even have to be him anymore. I mean, it could be somebody that helps him with the challenge. To me, that seems like it would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I ate these 20 super hot buffalo wings, and I'm shitting like mad.
Oh, God. Isn't that great when you eat really spicy food? And then it's like, oh, it's still spicy coming out.
Because I know he did do a show where the challenge was like to eat 6 wings, I think, or 8 wings.
Yeah.
But they're like super hot. I mean, super, super hot. I don't even think he could get through them.
Yeah.
Then the Man versus Food Nation thing that I've seen is... I don't even remember what it was, but I think I don't think anyone had ever even done the challenge.
Yeah.
I think it was like a 96-ounce steak.
Yeah.
Or something ridiculous like that. And you had to eat like this baked potato,
mm-hmm.
and you had to eat a salad or something also within an hour or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 72 ounces. I'm thinking the 96 ounces from The Great Outdoors with John Candy. Which he did eat the old 96er.
That kind of reminds me of the one thing in Garfield. It's like, you know, John Arbuckle said that his cat could eat 10 times his own weight in lasagna. He lied. The cat only ate 219 pounds of lasagna.
It's a lot of lasagna.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to talk about. Man versus Food Aftermath.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they could have other shows aftermaths.
Yeah. He could. I mean, yeah, but what other shows would be really that interesting being in an aftermath?
I don't know. The Muppet Show.
Or shutting down the set.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't really do a Mythbusters aftermath. What would that be? I'm going home now.
Yeah. Yeah, they go home while everybody else just starts cleaning up.
Yeah. That's maybe they're like heroin addicts when they get home or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe like the one guy is like really clumsy and he's not allowed in his house by himself.
Yeah, he can't go out. You know, they usually let me take the helmet off before filming.
You never know. Or, you know, maybe one of them just still thinks he's on the show all the time and blows stuff up in his house.
No, that I think that was the reason why they hired Adam, is because he always did stuff like that on his own.
But there really isn't too many shows you do an aftermath show about.
Yeah.
It would just be people going home and doing whatever they do.
Yeah, Circus of the Stars, The Aftermath.
Yeah. I'm surprised that's not coming back. I mean, you do have Dancing with the Stars. Why not Circus of the Stars?
Yeah.
Actually, I think a couple years ago, they did like a summer show. There was Circus of the Stars.
Well, I mean, celebrities don't have the kind of pulling power they used to have. I think that's the main thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, because even back then, you could get a bunch of, you know, Night of 1,000 Stars, and they just had like an hour-long special that had 1,000 stars in it.
Yeah.
And most of it was just cameos. And it was mostly by B and C and even D-list stars. But hey, they had 1,000 of them.
It's the gay guy from My Three Sons. Then you'd probably just ask yourself, which one?
Yeah. Was anyone surprised when Mr. Belvedere came out?
Why isn't that show on?
I think because the guy's dead.
So?
Yeah.
Well, Bob Uecker is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Belvedere is dead, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
Like 10 years, I think. Yeah, I can remember because I put something on, it was whatever blog I had at the time, on just after September the 11th. I'm like, I'm so glad Mr. Belvedere didn't live to see this. Because I think he died like a week before or something.
Yeah. You know what I just watched recently, just for the sake of watching?
The outtake reels from the September the 11th.
No, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Okay, the cartoon? Or?
Yes. Because it's on Netflix. So I was like, well, we have to check this out. So we watched the pilot episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still pretty bad. It's just funny when you watch that when you're older. Like,
yeah.
How can you not get that He-Man is this other guy?
Yeah.
You know, no one picks up on it. It's such a cliche.
Yeah, I wondered that when I was a kid. I also picked up on the gay overtones. I was a little different than some of the other kids, I think.
Yeah, and the only difference between He-Man and... Well, the same guy did both voices, like Prince, whatever his name was, Prince Albert.
Yeah.
You know, his voice was a little different and it didn't have reverb on it.
Yeah.
And then when He-Man came into play, he had reverb on his voice.
Yeah.
It was a very odd cartoon.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like the Superman thing. You'd think people would realize that Clark Kent was Superman.
Yeah. And no one ever does.
Yeah. I mean, how can you keep that secret? It always kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah. Well, it's the same cliche, too, when they try and... when they ugly somebody up in the movies.
Yeah.
They pull their hair back.
Uh-huh.
And they put them in glasses. And they dress them conservatively.
Yeah. And that's ugly?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, I think they either look just as good, if not better.
Yeah. I mean, there's that... I've seen that Adam Sandler movie, Just Go With It.
Yeah.
We rented it from the Hot Box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do with Jennifer Aniston. I mean, she's clearly hot.
Yeah.
But, of course, they have her hair tied back. And they have her, like, in kind of, like, frumpy clothes.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and watch. It's like, everyone knows she's hot.
Yeah, she's frump. She's frump.
Yeah.
Did I mention either their latest album that was really good?
I think so.
Yeah. It wasn't... it's one of their least good ones, but it's,
yeah.
It's still really good.
Well, since we're still, I guess, in the entertainment section of the couch,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's the way we should do for now. We just have it in sections.
We already do the sectional.
No, but what I mean is...
which cushion you mean?
Yeah. Like, each show, we should just lay it out that way. Like, we're going to talk about... You know, we can still have our topics, but we're going to have...
Yeah.
This will be the category, and maybe that'll work for us.
All right.
All right, so this is the entertainment section still. And since we're still talking about movies somewhat, I watched this movie called She. It was from 1985.
Yeah.
And the female lead, and she was in... she was, like, in Red Sonja and a couple other movies.
Yeah.
But...
I was so upset when I found out that was Sonja instead of Sauna.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, I thought we were going to watch some softcore.
The thing was, is that the movie was, it's like one of those movies, it's bad,
mm-hmm.
but you can't help but still watch it anyway.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the editing on the movie was terrible. I mean, they're sort of splicing a story together.
Yeah.
But it kind of moves around a little bit. And it was apparently some explosion happened on Earth. So it was like some post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
And there was these different factions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, these two guys show up with... This one guy has a sister or something. And they just... They're, like, selling, like, Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Like, Frosted Flakes and, like, rubber gloves and things like that. Well, anyway, then, like, this gang shows up, and the gang's got, like, football pads on with Nazi symbols on it.
Yeah.
It's just really weird. You can just tell, like, we need something that's crazy, so we'll just throw anything together.
Mm-hmm. Well, write big and then figure out a way to film it.
Yeah.
You know? It was probably not supposed to be Scholastic sports equipment. It was all they could find.
But anyway, she gets kidnapped, and, you know, of course they want to get her back. And there is this one faction of people where the women rule and, like, men are mm-hmm. slaves. And she's supposed to be a god. But, then, like, everything is, like, so disjointed.
Yeah.
But and, like, the music for the thing is, like, the music is somewhat bad, but it's kind of good. I mean, this thing must have been made for, like, it was definitely a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
But they kind of worked with it. Because mm-hmm. it looks like they had a star, which would have been her.
Yeah. But that's not uncommon to hire one person.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like one of the things done by that one, can't remember, the porno director that went straight and then went back to porn.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I can't remember, Ted or something. But he went and he started in gay porn.
Yeah.
Well, actually, was like a co-star in a porn.
Yeah.
Then he started directing gay porn.
Yeah.
And he was known as Joe Gage is his gay porn name.
Okay.
And he started, it was like some of the original, actual gay porn made by gays for gays.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like regular pornographers trying to tap into this other market.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was considered like revolutionary because they showed that it wasn't like male-female relationships with two men. It was actually, you know, this was a guy who was actually gay who was filming what was actually going on, which is a lot of times it's just more camaraderie.
Yeah.
Some of the guys were gay, some were bi. Some of the guys were pretty much straight, but they were just, you know, into it for whatever reason.
They just like to get their dick sucked occasionally.
Yeah. And that was the whole thing about it, you know. But then he went straight and started doing softcore porn movies, the science fiction films. And it was that, It was the same editing from the porn days. So I was like, no editing. Tim Kincaid, I can remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of his movies were like that. They were edited like porn movies. So there's like no continuity.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. It was the same type of acting.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the actors from the porn movies, but you couldn't tell.
Yeah, this movie was sort of like that, except that the editing is probably a step above that.
Yeah.
But just barely.
Well, the parts that were edited, that actually looked like they were edited well. It was a lot of it was non-linear, and you'd have characters talking about stuff that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And you had other things like these two characters, you know, their plan was to do this, then it was to do this, then it was to back to the first thing, then it was the second thing again. It's like, you know, it just looked like a few scenes were out of order.
Yeah.
But it ruined the whole thing.
Well, this whole thing, like all these different factions of people they had, it's like they wanted to get everything in, so they had like mutants, vampires. They had this one group, they dressed up in like monks' outfits or like pagan robes or whatever.
Yeah.
Except they had like the
Pac-Man.
They had like the Nazi symbol, not the Nazi, the Russian symbols on them.
Yeah.
The sickle and whatever. What is it? The sickle and something else.
Hammer.
Yeah. Except that guy had powers because his eyes would glow green. So if you can sit through a movie like that, you could rent, or no, you can't really rent it, but if you got Netflix, there you go.
Yeah.
I would say maybe it's a 2.5, maybe.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Just watchable movie.
It is just watchable.
Yeah, that was Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater. He did the screening of the movies for the last few seasons. He said, that was what I was always looking for. It was a movie that you could just about watch without commentary. You wouldn't necessarily want to, but you could, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you could see yourself sitting through it.
Yeah. Well, that would actually be a good movie to do something like that.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many little, like, oddball things about it and things that are bad, but yeah, they're kind of good. And you can tell when they're doing, like, some of the set, you know, they're on location. Like, someone says, oh, let's spray paint Nixon on the side of this.
Nixon?
Yeah, because it really never tells you what year, like, anything is supposed to happen. The only thing you get is year 23 after cancellation. All right. And they just kind of, they say, oh, there's a big explosion, but that's about it. There's, like, no backstory or anything.
Yeah.
They didn't really have time for that.
Well, it's probably got to be better than Left Behind.
Yeah, anything has to be better than that. Do you want to cover anything else in entertainment?
No.
You don't? Well, did you see the trailer for the new Muppet movie?
No. Well, I don't have TV.
You have the internet, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't seek things like that out. Oh. I didn't even know there was supposed to be a new one.
Yes. It's coming out sometime later this year, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, if you want to see it, it's out there. I mean, it's a Muppet movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's definitely going to be a step up from the past couple.
Yeah.
It has potential, at least.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows?
My sister said the last ones were, like, watchable.
Yeah. This actually seems like it's kind of, it's going to be, like, the original kind of, like, Muppet movies.
Yeah.
Because the guy who wrote it had, say, this could go either way. The guy who wrote it is like a big Muppet fan.
Yeah.
And he's the one who wrote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
To try, I guess, I don't know, to get it restarted again.
Yeah. That can work. I would love to get hired on, like, the Red Green Show. It's just that it's been off the air for 6 years.
Yeah. So that has some potential because he used his star power.
Yeah.
You know, to help, you know, to get it made, so that's got some potential.
Yeah.
And it does seem very Muppet-ish, like it should be.
Yeah, because sometimes the fans actually have a better sight of what it was.
Yeah.
And what was working and what was not.
Yeah.
They need somebody like Rick Rubin to do a reboot, you know?
Yeah. But from what I've seen of the trailer, it looked... What didn't depress me was is that, like, now when they make kids' movies, it's like, we got to be hip, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just some studio executive going, yeah, man, we got to put something in here that the kids are hip to.
Yeah. Is Barney still popular?
But it doesn't seem like it's just going to be shitty, like, pop culture references or anything like that. It's just going to be the Muppets.
Mm-hmm. So that remember that Weezer video?
That's
the one that was on the Muppet Show. It was like a segment of the Muppet Show, but it was Weezer.
Yeah.
And like Miss Piggy was in love with their drummer or something.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. I only saw like half of it once, but it was written by somebody who knew what they were doing.
Yeah. It seems like that could be on someplace. Maybe the internet.
Yeah.
We should put this show on the internet.
Yeah.
Instead of tapes in some record store.
Beta.
Maybe we should do that. We're gonna start issuing this song or this podcast on cassette tapes.
Yeah. Or I think 8-track would be better.
Yeah. There are some bands that are putting out 8-tracks.
Why not? Some bands are still stupid enough to put out records.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll move on from entertainment.
Okay.
Unless you... Yeah, I'll save it for the next one.
Okay. Let's go to one of my other topics. A fishtery.
Okay.
History is... let's talk about how history is like a fish story. It just gets better with each retelling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It struck me when thinking about how history is, and then, you know, you go and you read about all these things and these different larger-than-life characters, and especially somebody like Abraham Lincoln, who was far more popular after he died than he ever was when he was alive. And also the way people remember Abraham Lincoln as being this great, wonderful, macho, manly leader. What does he say? In real life, he sounded more like Enos from Dukes of Hazzard. Had this like really high-pitched womanish voice. And people would like leave the room when he started talking. Oh yeah, we had this notion that he had this like deep kind of gravelly beard guy voice. And it was totally not like that at all.
But how would you even know what his voice sounded like?
Because people wrote it. They wrote about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can understand they didn't have cassettes back then.
Yeah.
They didn't even have Atari.
Yeah.
But still, it's even from within our lifetime, people look back at these great events that at the time it seemed like either it was no big deal or it was kind of like, wow, that was neat.
Well, isn't that how everything is, though? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You really don't know it until it actually happens. Like, wow, that was probably something big.
Yeah. You can even realize when something big's going on, like the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
But watching it on TV shows, it seems a hell of a lot more interesting than it was when it was actually going on. A lot of it was you just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And you didn't know how... It's like, uh-oh, the shit can hit the fan real hard, real fast in a situation like this. And then all of a sudden they were talking about reunification and then, you know, reunifying with the Sudetenland and with Alsace and Lorraine, reunifying with Poland, Soviet Union.
Well, were you ever at Fort McHenry down in Baltimore?
I was at some place or other.
Well, because we went there last week.
Mm-hmm.
Laura had some cousins from Wisconsin here, so they were interested in going down there. So we took them and the kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It had been like, I don't know, probably the last time I was down there was when I was in grade school.
Yeah.
So now when you go down there, they have like this really nice visitor center.
Yeah.
So they have all these artifacts and things like that. And now they got this like show or whatever, you know, like Francis Scott Key,
Yeah.
He was going to the British were, you know, starting their invasion. You know, not the Beatles, but this is before that.
Yeah.
For our New Orleans. He was going to talk to the Who to come over with the Beatles. Well, anyway, he was going to, I don't know, get some other guy released or something.
Yeah.
I don't even think they said his name. Then his ship got captured or whatever. But, you know, they do this whole drama thing, and
yeah.
You know, they're standing there like, you know, where's the flag? Where's the flag? It's like, there it is. And, you know, that's kind of a good example, because you really don't know if that's how it was.
People who were there were probably, you know, somebody finally like, oh, hey, the flag. Oh, I remember that.
Hey, it's still there.
Wow.
Or, you know.
That took quite a pounding.
I mean, they make it seem like, you know, because they said he encountered the British fleet, obviously, because mm-hmm. they were coming to the fort. And so, you know, they took him and kept his boat. They wouldn't let his boat go any further. And so, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, they just stood there. How do you know? He's probably just sitting like, fuck, what do I do now? Pouring his shit. I mean, you're on a boat all night, and, you know, he got the British there, and all you got to listen to is cannon fire. How do you know? Maybe he was down in the bottom of the boat, like, holy shit, my ship can get sunk. Because
yeah.
Because he's just in with, you know, the rest of the British fleet.
Yeah. Like, Christ, how am I going to pay for this?
Yeah.
What's my wife going to think?
That's a whole thing. I mean, I'm sure parts of it. Yeah, I guess maybe at the end of the night he came up and said, hey, look, the flag is still there.
Yeah.
You know, he might have been, you know, he was inspired or whatever, but, you know, you really don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. It's, you don't realize until you, it's like how many times when you, you know, you're driving or something, and then, you know, you make a couple quick lane changes, and then you look back and there's like this massive car pileup that you just caused, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
It's only in hindsight that you realize. So I made a difference today.
Yeah. You know, when they talk about him writing it, how do you, you know, if he was writing it right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And when you like to see the original, you know, the original lyrics that he drew up, who knows if it's anything close to that.
Yeah. All we really have is what he says.
Yeah.
And he had a massive incentive to lie.
You know, it could have been like, hey, these dirty British motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, nobody remembers Billy Key, right?
Yeah.
So.
But then again, it's a better story.
Yeah.
Than what really goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that instance, I mean, you know, you imagine a visitor center like this. Francis Scott Key was so pissed off that, you know, he started cutting himself on the ship, or maybe he just drank himself and started beating the shit out of people.
Yeah. Yeah, he ate this strange mushroom flower and grew a little bit and started shooting fireballs out of his hands and jumping on mushroom-shaped bad guys.
And after having a three-day hangover, he wrote the song. Yes.
Okay.
That was pretty good, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah. So now what?
How are we doing on time?
49 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm sure we can fill. I have one more topic.
All right.
Yeah.
That was the history section of the count.
I think this might still be. Well, this is the human nature section. Fear and greed drive Wall Street, and they also dominate human behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a statement?
Yes.
All right. I don't know how many times if I ever see like local news, that's the one thing that always pisses me off about local news. Like, you know, the Dow Jones is up. Like, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
Does it really affect you that much?
Mm-hmm.
It really just tells you there's nothing else to report on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's more of a security blanket than anything.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure for who.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, granted, there are people that, I mean, besides traders, maybe, or if you own the company.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hear people at work talk about that, like, the stock market's down. So what?
Yeah.
And fluctuate from day to day. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, like, general trends, okay, that's important. But, like, on a day-to-day thing?
Yeah.
That's unimportant.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're on a trading floor or you got stock wrapped up, I mean, the only thing you should really be concerned about is that you better hope to God that you still have money when you're ready, you know, when you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much a 50-50 shot, really.
Yeah.
Because depending, I mean...
Well, if you have a good enough credit rating, you don't need money.
Yeah. Let it ride. That's what I say.
I know. I never worry about things like money or whatever.
Yeah.
Partly, I think, is because I can always tap into my future inheritance. But, I never worry about money.
Yeah.
So.
You can't worry about things like that. I mean, you don't know.
I mean... Yeah, but I know, like, my dad, for instance. That's why he has all that money.
Yeah. But he doesn't buy anything.
No, he never does. It's like he bought some golf clubs. That's all he bought all year. I mean, he's been, like, last year he started drawing Social Security. And for the last 3 months of the year, he actually was, like, putting money away.
Yeah.
He was like, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be taking money out of my retirement, but it's like I'm living on my Social Security. And, you know, my retirement money's just sitting there. I'm like, well, good. Let it sit there.
Leave it to
That's
me.
My retirement plan. I got money in my retirement account, but it's like nowhere near enough.
Yeah.
I put in to get the absolute minimum company match.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I put in to get the maximum company match.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, not a dime more.
Yeah. It's such a... I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Our company only puts in, like, $300 anyway.
Yeah.
It's like you put in $600, they kick in $300. Like, what? This is a waste. I mean, yeah, $300... An extra $300 a year for the next 20 or 30 years, that's going to be pretty... That's going to be something.
Yeah.
It's not going to be enough money to retire on, though.
By the time we get to that age, inflation will be so high, it'll be, you know, what, gas will be, what, $10 a gallon by then?
It'll probably be a lot worse than that.
Yeah. You won't even want to leave your house.
Yeah.
And let's end the show on a good note like that.
All right.
All right. See you next time on the couch.